Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, amen.
Hallelujah. God the glory. Hallelujah. Today, because I thought about a friend of mine, my best friend ever, and his name was Brother Frank, and he used to say Hallelujah, and that would just rock everything, everybody, anybody around, anybody knew him knew that was real special. But anyway, I just know what the power of God can do when you ask him to let it fall. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Bees, the Apostle of Jesus Christ. So happy to have each and every one of you all. I know today is a blessed day because this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. So happy to have each and every one of you all, and especially this, my special guest today. And we're going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer. She's coming in the person of that of Evangelist Roper. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually and always be in my mouth. I bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually and always be in my mouth. Yeah. For the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually and always be in my mouth. The Lord said, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this honor. I thank you for this privilege, Heavenly Father. I don't take it lightly, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you will turn these clay lips into, Father God, your words from the throne room of heaven. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We lift your name up on high. There is none like unto you in all the earth. Father God, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Father God, we bless you and we love you. Your word says, Father God, there shall be no other God besides you, the God that we know in the Son of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We honor you, Father God, that you gave your Son for someone like me. Your word says, Father, in Romans, that even when I was yet without you, yet he died for the ungodly, died for me. And how great. I bless you. I thank you. Father God, I magnify you. We just come to lift up your holy name. Oh, we know we can ask this and ask that. For your word says, whatever we ask the Father in the name of Jesus and believe, we shall have. So, no, we know that. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify you, for it is all about you. It's not about us. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Father God, we come, Father God, standing in the gap for the body yeah. of Christ. We come yeah. standing in the gap, Father God. We stand in for the unbelievers, but we stand in for the believers. Father God, you said we can stand and build up the hedges. Your word says that, Father God. We're standing in the gap. We are warriors standing, Father God, for the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon, none, formed against us shall prosper. We can go naming all things, strokes, heart attacks, asthma, COVID, sickness, growth. We're not saying that to you, Father. We know, hallelujah, that stuff lies at the throne room. We thank you, Father God, that yes, anything we ask the Father in the yes. Son's name and believe yes. those things that we can have. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you in your Son, Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the shed blood. Hallelujah. My soul get happy when I think about the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Back in the day, we were just taught, Father God, there's the blood, boom, gloom. Oh, but we can get excited about that shed blood. Hallelujah. Father God, that's the payment right there. That's the payment for our salvation here on planet Earth. And that's the payment for our eternal life. We give you praise for it. We thank you, Father God. And we come as one, lifting up your holy righteous name. Your word says that if there's any sick among us, let's call for the elders. Call for the body of Christ. Call for the saints of God who will speak your word over them. So at this time, we're praying, Father God, for anyone and everyone that may be sick. We're praying, Father God, for them on the phone and their family's family. We're covering it by the blood of Jesus. Every C that stand in line for a miracle. Stand in line for healing. For your word tells us plain and simple, let the sick say they heal. You just say we heal. Your word says in Joel, let the sick say, S-A-Y, say they're healed. Let the poor say they're rich. And let the weak say they're strong. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. We come and take away any fearful, any anxiety, any nervousness, depression, oppression, through all of this world's turbulence that we're going through right now. We're applying the blood of Jesus. Yes, we are. We're applying the blood of Jesus, Father, for your word clearly say that, Father, we're delivered. We're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Father God, we thank you for that precious shed blood. We let Didi know. Didi, that's a defeated devil. We let him know he cannot cross the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And we apply the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, over everyone on the line, them and their family, and their family, 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 and their seed. Oh, yeah. We're calling them all out unto the precious name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you. We give honor to the man of God over this year, prayer line, the facilitator, the man of God. For God, your word already said that he's worthy of his honor. And we lift him up before you. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord. We thank you for the saints, each and every one on this line. We always have something that's going on that we want to pray for. Lord, well, we're going to tell you all about it right now. All we got to do is speak it out to you. And in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we're going to do it in the Father. We're going to call it out in the Father and use the name of Jesus and call it done. Oh, Father, we thank you. We apply that precious blood. We know there's a word from on high. We know you're always speaking to us. Father God, we say give us an ear to hear. Father God, give us a heart to obey. Hearing, Father God, and not obeying, you said that's just like looking in the mirror and turning away. You say don't just be a hearer, but be a doer. Oh, we thank you again. How honored we are to be able to come before these your people and say a word, Father, in your behalf. We thank you, Father. We honor you. We say, search our heart. If there's anything in our heart not pleasing to you, cut it out. Cut it out, Father God, and put in that empty space things that you would have in there, more faith, more anointing, Father God, more word, more obedience. Don't leave it uncovered, Father. We know when the house is in swell, what happened when Didi come back. Father, fill our house. Leave not any spots open, but you cover them all through the blood of Jesus, and you get the glory. Father, this is my prayer right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, James Ropa. I just thank God for you. Love you. Beautiful prayer. And I know it was from heaven. I know it was God sent. Thank you so much. And for joining me. Anointed woman of God. Y'all going to hear from her real soon. I've been asking the Lord, and it was through her prayer that the Lord said, she need to have, she got a word for us, and I'll get back with you guys when after I talk to her, and she'll be prayerful, and I'll be prayerful, but God got a word for us from her. I can just tell you that right now, and I know she obeys the Spirit. Don't nobody obey the Spirit. She does. But here's another one that obeys the Spirit, too. Nay, hallelujah. We're going to ask you for a spiritual sandwich today. Could you give us a spiritual channel, a sandwich, before we get into the review?
Amen.
Good morning to all the saints.
Amen.
May God keep us and bless us. We take it out of the day. Let's make us some yum yum.
Amen.
Okay, then the first piece of bread. Oh, Jesus. On the first piece of bread, we're going to put... Then he said to the crowd, no, you didn't. Then he said to the crowd, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it.
Amen.
That was Luke 9:23. Amen. On the second piece of bread, we're going to put, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And that was Romans 6:23.
Amen.
Inside our sandwich, we're going to put our scripture that we stand on. By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us, and our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a stand. Thank you so much. This week we're talking about the review is going to be based on what we talked about this week. And it started with 1 Corinthians, I believe. where we left off at, but we're going to pick up our foundational scripture, which is 1 Timothy 6 and 12. 1 Corinthians 6 and 12 is what we'll be, I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll read 1 I bet it's cold up there in Ohio. I mean, in Pennsylvania. It's cold in Georgia, too. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she would read for us from 1 Timothy 6 and 12.
1 Timothy 6 and 12 reads as follows. So that was 1 Timothy. I'm sorry, Pastor.
Yes, yes. 1 Timothy 6 and 12.
All right, thank you very much. Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for that sandwich. You always make a good one, Sister Renee. And I want to thank, I wasn't on the broadcast when she first started praying, but I want to thank her for a good word and good
that
prayer.
Was,
praise God.
That was Evangelist Roper. That's Evangelist Roper.
Yes, she has a mighty word. Amen. Okay, 6 through 12 reads as follows. For which some having served have turned aside unto vain jabbering, designed to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile them themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of blessed God, which has committed to my trust, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me for that. He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure where you read from, but I didn't want to interrupt the word of God. But that wasn't 1 Timothy 6 and 12.
1 Timothy 6 through 12?
Uh-huh. But whatever it was, maybe somebody needs to hear that. So I just left it out there. And I do apologize.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Pastor VZ. He said whatever it was.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So where I was supposed to be was 1 Timothy 1?
6.
Oh, 1 Timothy 6.
And 12. I understand. It's cold up in Pennsylvania. I get it.
That's an understatement. Praise God. I know you guys were praying for me because when I was coming around that mountain, that snow and those rocks and that ice, man, it was something. I know God had the will.
Thank you, Jesus, for taking care of this. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord. So maybe I'm still a little disheveled from that, Pastor, but I do want to participate. Let me pull up my Bible on my phone like I normally do. I was trying to do it on my iPad, something different. Sometimes different doesn't work. Praise the Lord. I apologize for any inconvenience.
No problem.
Let's see here. Okay, let me try again.
Hope it ain't that cold in Ohio.
Man, it's so cold in Pennsylvania. It's cold in Ohio, too. I came through Ohio. I thought about Pastor Bell when I passed Akron.
Yeah.
But it's really cold here in Pennsylvania. I haven't seen it like this since I was a kid.
Well, I tell you what, while yours is heating up, you get it yet? You find it yet?
Yes, I did find it, Pastor.
Okay, thank you.
Let me try again. Yeah. Praise God. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, yes, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thanking God for all that we've heard thus far, the song. And thanking you for that powerful prayer by Evangelist Roper. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. We pray for the sandwich. Amen. So the scripture from the Message Bible, 1 Timothy 6 and verse 12, run for your life from all this. Pursue a righteous life, a life of wonder, faith, love, steadiness, courtesy. Run hard and fast in the faith. Seize the eternal life, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embrace in the presence of so many witnesses. Amen.
Amen. So our subject this week was fighting the good fight of faith. That was our subject. And the reason it's a good fight, because we win. The reason it's a good
Amen.
Fight, because God is part of it. And fighting the good fight of faith, that's a faith fight, which happens to be a word fight, okay? And that means that we use the word of God to fight this fight that we're fighting. Why are we fighting so hard? So to lay hands on eternal life. That's why we're fighting. See,
mm-hmm.
you get saved, but then you got to continue to press your way. You all know this is a pressing way, okay? Regardless of what the enemy has told you, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you got to fight. There's a lot of things you got to fight against, and I don't want to get into all of that. But the fight, when the enemy throw a punch, you throw another punch. When you, the enemy say you ain't, you say you are. And you say what the word of God say. That's the kind of fight we're fighting, amen. So whenever the Lord tells you what his words say, then you continue to fight with it. You let the enemy know that you have God's nature. So the Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and 4, we are partakers of his divine nature. That's what we're fighting. We're fighting the word of God. I have been delivered according to Colossians 1 and 13. I've been delivered from the power of darkness. Because there's time, brothers and sisters, I got to be honest with you. There's time that the enemy will tell you you haven't been delivered. But you got to keep confessing it. You got to keep saying it. Because that's the fight you're fighting. You won't have, I mean, I tell people all the time about Evangelist Renee. I mean, hey, she just looking at that open wound, looking at flesh. And here this woman talking about, by his stripes I'm healed. The doctor talking about, we're going to have to amputate. She said, the devil is alive. The word said, by his stripes, I'm here. See, this is the kind of stuff we got to fight. Don't worry about the devil. You worry about you confessing, you throwing your punches. Your punches is with the word of God. Hallelujah. Every time the devil say something, you said, the devil, you're alive. I told the devil the other day that I love my family. And God said, you love them? Speak it and keep on acting on that word. Why? Because we are heirs of Abraham's blessing, brother and sister. We walk the faith, okay? That was one of the things we talked about, fighting the good fight of faith. And the review was for everybody. But you got to start with truth, real truth, not historical truth, not pertinent truth, but you got to start with the truth. That's the only way you're going to get separated from the world, brothers and sisters, is based on the truth. And that truth is the word of God. John 17 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to read, Evangelist Sharon? John 17, 17. Okay. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Forget about all this other stuff. I'm talking about the truth that God is putting out here, and that is the truth. The truth is not a truth. It is the truth, okay? And that truth is the word of God. Pastor, you want to read that out of the Messenger Bible for me, please?
Yes, Pastor. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. Amen.
And then the other scripture we had was in Colossians 2 and 8. Brothers and sisters, ask God to give you revelation with this scripture, okay? It is so much in this scripture. I could preach a whole year on this here, for real. In Colossians 2, in Colossians 2 and 8, it reads like this. I don't want to go too fast, but these are some of the things that we talked about this week. It said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the truth of me, after the remnants of the world, and not after the world.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty tradition of human beings and empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Amen.
And a little bit we talked about beware. What does beware mean? When I see a sign to beware a dog or beware whatever, I start looking, especially like Evangelist Sharon was talking about a moment ago when she was going up through that mountain. I'm sure that she saw signs says beware falling ice or beware sharp curves. Well, when you see the sign that beware, pay attention. That's what that means. Pay attention. Me, personally, I start looking. I'm like, where's the dog at? Okay, he said beware of a dog. Where? I know he's back there. I don't know if he's tied up on a chain or what. I take that seriously, brothers and sisters. That word beware of who men who will spoil you through vain philosophy. People philosophizing the word of God instead of preaching the truth. I was looking up the word seed. Seed is the word of God, brother and sister. People said, sow a seed. I'm sowing the word of God. That's what I'm sowing. Ain't saying that about mine. I'm keeping it right down the middle. I ain't adding and I ain't taking away. When he says sow, I'm going to look up the word. And go there in Mark 4, that's the other scripture. Sow the word of God. Now, listen, brother and sister, let me be clear. You sow what you want to sow. But when it's talking about sowing based on Christ's doctrine, that's a whole nother ball game. See?
Say that.
Everybody can't sow to that. One of the scriptures I really like is over there in 1 Corinthians 2 and 10 through 16. This is Angela Sharon here. Okay. In 1 Corinthians, and 1 Corinthians 2, we'll read from 10 through 16. But what I'm trying to show you now, brothers and sisters, how important it is to adhere to the doctrine of Christ. There's a different doctrine out here. It's like we have a gospel. We have a gospel that people don't trust. The Bible says, if our gospel, that's our gospel. We have a gospel. What is that? The same gospel is Christ. The same doctrine is Christ. Why? Because we're in Christ. Remember 2 Corinthians 2, 16 and 17? 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Well, go back before that. It says, because it says, therefore, so you go back and see what it's there for. It says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. See, Christ's doctrine is not knowing people after the flesh, but after the spirit. See, we want to Christ after the flesh. You know, on the billboards, on flowers, on pictures, and we all know. Don't know him like that anymore. Stop knowing Christ in the flesh. Know him in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's how you know Christ. And to know him in the spirit, you got to know him based on the word of God. Because the word of God is spirit and it's life. And that's what Christ said, is in his word. But anyway, 1 Corinthians 2, I'm going to start with the 10th verse. And you can couple this with what I just said a moment ago, brothers and sisters. It says, but God, I like that word, but, oh, wow. But that means you got to pay attention now. Pay attention. But, forget about everything else. Pay attention now. But God have revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Don't you want to know the deep things of God? Absolutely. The deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man, which is in him. Even so, the things of God. No man, but the spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. That's why I tell everybody, look up and see what the word world means. Do a research on that. Because you may have the spirit of the world, especially when you don't know what it is. But anyway, the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. We might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words of man's wisdom that teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But, at that but again, he that is spiritual judges all things. Yea, he himself is judge of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, the spirit not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. The Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he's doing has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Spirit. Amen.
So, yeah, see, so if you're in Christ, you have his Spirit. He'll tell you what's going on. You know, remember what our foundational scripture says? Son, sister, we've been called to do this. We've been called. Okay? And this call that's on our life, it's a call not like you make a phone call because you have a choice. You have a choice to answer it or not. But this call word here in the Greek means like a military call or a call to duty.
All right.
You have a superior officer that you say, yes, sir, no, sir, in the sense, and I'm just giving it to you like that so you'll understand. It's a call that you don't have the option to reject. When God done put a call on your life, watch out now, I may start preaching. Now, when God done put a call on your life, it ain't a devil in hell can stop it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're a saint, brothers and sisters, over there in 1 Corinthians, that was another thing we hit on. Over in 1 Corinthians, I think it was 1 and 2. You got to understand the call. God done called you. And you don't have to, I don't know what you want to call it. You have choices, but the call that's on your life is so spiritual and it's so superior to all these other calls that you block out everything and you hear God. And you say, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. You're calling me to the body of Christ. You're calling me to do your will here. And that's what this is about.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to do what God say to do. It's a call that you, and in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, it says unto the church, let me go find it, in 26, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, within all that is every peace, call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both there and ours. Let me read that again. It says, did I do 9? Which one was supposed to be? 9. All right, 2. I'm sorry. But I have clarity here. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2 says, unto the church of God which at Corinth, that are sanctified in Christ Jesus. That's not a misprint. That's spiritual, then flesh. It says called to be saints with all that is ever faith, called upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. To you in God's church at Corinth, believers cleaned up by Jesus and set apart for a God-filled life, I include in my greeting all who call out to Jesus wherever they live. He's their master as well as ours. Amen.
God have called us to be saints, brothers and sisters. The call that's on our life to be sanctified. Well, how you get sanctified? Through truth. That word is truth. That's how you get sanctified.
Amen.
You ain't called to be part of the world. You called to come out of the world. You called to be part of God's kingdom. God's kingdom is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But brother and sister, let me tell you, we are not of this world. We are spiritual beings having human experience. But you are spiritual. And that's how God sees you. I don't care how you see yourself. It doesn't matter how somebody else sees you. It's how God sees you. Because he's calling you to eternity. The call is for eternity. You'll never get born again. Once you've been born again by the word of God, boom, you're in there. You've been called to eternity. You'll never die. Yes, you will pass from life to eternity, but the call on your life is to live forever now and to be with the Father.
Yeah.
And I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful that is.
Hallelujah.
We are called, brothers and sisters. We are called, and everybody ain't called. Remember 1 Corinthians 1 and 26. Let me tell you, everybody ain't called because they're educated and they slick. Got this going on, and they got big, humongous churches. Everybody ain't called, brothers and sisters. Everybody ain't called.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because everybody won't answer the call.
All right.
Because it's a word also that you have a choice. This call that I'm talking about, you can have a choice. The one over there in 1 Corinthians 1:26, you have a choice there. And everybody ain't been called. See, but once you've been called by the Spirit of God and not by the spirit of the world, then you don't have a choice. But over in 1:26, you have a choice. She read somebody, that was Evangelist Renee. She said something earlier. First of all, let me tell you what right now. I'm just going to make it plain as I can. If any man will follow after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. That's a choice. You got a choice there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this kind of call is. It's a choice. So in 1 Corinthians 1:26, for ye see your calling, see you see your calling, brother, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you, not many influential, not many from high society family. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks? Amen, amen.
So what word is your calling, brother and sister? God didn't call you. What word is it? He called the uncircumcised to be circumcised with the Spirit of Christ. What word is the calling? You know you got a call on your life to bless people, to speak the word in people's lives. Don't let the enemy stop you from doing that. Remain faithful. There's a call on all of our lives. And we all have the same call. That is to be in the body of Christ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To edify the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Whether you be apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. I know people want to separate it and say, the pastor does this, and the regular does this, and this. No, brothers and sisters, we all been called to do the same thing, and that is to edify the body of Christ, to build them up until we all come into that unity of faith through a full stature to the body of Christ. That's what we've been called to do.
That's right.
Okay. One other thing we touched on, I think it was in 2 Timothy 1 and 9, and then we're going to open it up. Anybody have anything they want to say that reflect what we talked about this week? We want you to feel free to go social, but anything the Lord put on your spirit, in your spirit, this is our review. And this is the way God chose to do it today. So stay with me here for a moment. In 2 Timothy, in 2 Timothy 1:9, I want you to read that, Pastor. Be so kind. My computer, probably. Thank you, Lord. Or you know, sometimes you can just pray within your spirit, God is just going to answer the prayer while you yet praying. He'll answer it.
Amen.
I'm sure you're thankful. That didn't happen to me twice today. I was praying, and the Lord answered that prayer.
Praise God.
In 2 Timothy 1:9, it says, "Who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Woo! Hallelujah. Mama didn't have to do with that. The daddy didn't have to do with this call right here. God did this before the foundation of the world, before the folks could polluted the air.
All right.
Making all these strange gods. Before you hung the sun, before you hung the moon. God already put a calling on your life. Go ahead, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, we can only keep on going after all by the power of God who first saved us and then called us to this holy work. We had nothing to do with it. It was all his idea, a gift prepared for us in Jesus long before we knew anything about it. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God did it. You know he did. He called us.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
We've been called for his purpose. And you know what he used before the foundation of the world? I want y'all to catch this now. It's revelation in this. He used his grace. See, grace was working before the foundation of the world. I hope you see that in that scripture.
Hallelujah.
Wasn't no law. Wasn't no law. It was grace. God
thank
was
you,
using
Lord.
Grace before he hung the sun, the moon. That's revelation, brother and sister. That's when he called
you.
Who have called us with a holy calling, according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world.
Yes. Amen.
It was in Christ. Christ is spirit. Jesus is flesh. Jesus was that piece of meat that hung on the cross. He had to be a sacrifice.
Yes.
But anyway, but Christ is what's risen. That's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the flesh. We're talking about the spirit now. Okay.
Amen.
We're open. Anyone like to have anything to say? And I thank those that on listening by internet, I've gotten some good reports, and I thank you for it. Those that have texted me that have enjoyed the broadcast, I want you to know I only call names when you tell me to. If you don't tell me to mention your name, I won't mention it. But Sister T did tell me to tell everyone hello. She listened by internet. So I'm going to put that out there. Any of you other guys, y'all have to tell me if it's okay to mention your name. I just try to do things decent and in order. But anyway, we're open.
Amen.
So if anybody like to have any scripture they want to share or anything, we're open.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I want to read.
I was.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No problem. I just want to read that verse out of the out of God's word, and that 2 Timothy 1:9. It said, God saved us and called us to be holy, not because of what we had done, but because of his own plan and kindness before the world began. God planned that Christ Jesus would show us God's kindness. Amen, amen. I just want to read that out of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I just wanted to piggyback on that same identical verse right there, verse 9. It's just so loaded. It's showing, as the word says, it is his grace. His grace. Mm-hmm. You know, the grace, the truth. You know, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Christ Jesus. And
amen.
I see that, and just bless me. Amen. That's all I
amen.
Wanted. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, when I look at that word saved, can you imagine God have already created or put everything in place before the foundation of the world? Then he turned around and said, I want you, Evangelist Roper. I want you, Evangelist Bill. I want you. And then he says, okay, now I got you. Now y'all stop to fall in a ditch. But before you fall in a ditch, I'm going to do something. I'm going to save you. I'm going to save you from out because you don't see it yet. But I see it. So he saved us from ourselves. Who all know you could have went a different direction, huh? Who all been there? No, you could have went a different direction, but it was grace that grabbed you. I said this before the foundation of the world. It ain't happening to Pastor Beth. This is not going to happen. Not to you. So he saved you. Kept you from yourself. Kept you from tripping and kept you from going here. So he called you to himself, brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Lord. That.
And he did it with grace. And he did it. He didn't care what Moses' law said.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care what the Pharisees said. He didn't care what bishops said. God saved you by his grace. And he said,
hallelujah.
That. He'd already had part of his plan, brothers and sisters, to do that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
and guess
you,
what? The Bible said he called you with a holy calling.
Ooh, a holy call.
It was holy. It wasn't no earthly thing.
Holy.
Your daddy didn't have nothing to do with that. Joseph Beasley, Mary Beasley had nothing to do with this.
Hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Give that seed, then God said, okay, now I got to get you born again so I can get you over here on my side.
Hallelujah.
Word of God. Not by corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's how I'm going to get this one here.
Amen.
You know his word in you. You know his word in you. You don't know when it happened. All you know, it happened. And when you when you knew anything, it was all about the word of God. Boy, you couldn't get up without it. You couldn't go to bed without it. You couldn't speak without it. It was all about the word.
Hallelujah.
Born again. Incorruptible seed, which is the word of God.
That's right.
Born.
Amen.
But
thank you, Lord.
Calm down, sisters.
That's all right. Let God use you.
It was all part of his plan. And he says, Christ Jesus. If he said Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to scratch my head. But he said Christ Jesus. That man, he talking spiritual stuff. Now, see, when you start seeing that, you always flow with grace. Grace going to always be there. Grace,
Thank you, Lord.
Grace killed the doubters.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, grace is this and you that, and you just don't have, I say, you know anything about God's grace? It was grace.
Hmm.
You ain't seen me since God put the grace on my life. See, you didn't see that part.
That's right.
All you saw was the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone else? Because I missed right here and I stopped preaching. Anyone else?
Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, I'm thankful for today. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Evangelist Renee.
No. You go ahead, Pastor Bill. Because we're going to talk about the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I was going to tell bring out Thankful Thursday. Amen. And how the word just came forth. And Evangelist Sharon had read the scripture Pastor read, which was 1 Corinthians 2, 10 through 16. And she had shared that about being spiritual. Then Evangelist Renee come with 1 Peter 2, 24 about his stripe, by his stripes we're healed. Amen. Pastor, he come along with 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17, telling us to rejoice and be thankful. Amen. And then I had Hebrews 11, 1 and verse 3, which I'm going to read those two verses, then I'm going to give it to let Evangelist Renee have something to say. But Hebrews, and I'm going to read it from God's Word. And that's going to be Hebrews 11, verses 1 and verse 3. Amen. And it reads as follows. Got so excited here. Y'all got me stood up. I have to tell the Lord, let me get this word out here now. So Hebrews 11 and verse 1 said, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we can't see. Then verse 3 said, faith convinces us that God created the world through his word. This means what can be seen was made by something that could not be seen. So that scripture takes us right to Evangelist Renee when she's talking about her healing. And we talk about the substance, which is the word of God, and thanking God for his word. And I'm going to back it up and let Evangelist Renee come on. Praise God.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to say, Thursday, I said, if it hadn't been for the Lord, where would we be? Mm-hmm. And I think about that. His grace and his mercy keeps us. I could be out there on the street. I could be in the hospital fighting COVID. But thank you, Jesus. He's blessing me. I'm in my home. And
hallelujah.
I thank him. I thank him. I thank him because, you know, as humans, we take so much for granted. And
right.
It's the Lord just blessing us to do this. And we need to thank him for all his many blessings, from the biggest to the smallest. Thank you, Jesus,
amen,
for everything that you have done in my life. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. That word is so powerful. I tell you, when we stand on God's word and allow his word in our hearts, you know, Father God, you just have to be thankful. So like Evangelist was saying, we take so much for granted. But thank God that he was through that ride out there, that hook, and that we were able to latch on and get in God's word. And as we get in God's word changes us. His word is in our heart now. It's not just on the surface. It's within us. It's in that spirit part of us. And what's in our heart, deep down in our heart, that's what we're going to speak. That's how we're going to act. So I just thank God for his word today. And as I share the word and even meditate on his word, I am so thankful for the word at noon. I'm so thankful for Pastor as he brings the word. I'm just thankful for the word because there's things that before, yes, I be in the word and I read the word and thought I was studying the word, but now I have a deeper relationship, a stronger relationship with the Lord. And it's because of our teacher. And he is faithful in that word. And because he's faithful in the word, that word just travels from heart to heart. Doesn't matter where we live at. Doesn't matter where we are. Just like I heard Evangelist Sharon say how she was coming through them mountains. Now, she had to have some faith to come through them mountains and that snow and that cold and all that. And, you know, she trusted God at that. She said, okay, Lord, I'm your child. I'm going on. I'm going on by faith. Amen. Which is the word of God. So, you know, I just thank God for the growth that is being shared, the healings that go forth, the deliverance that even goes forth. You know, God's word is so powerful. It is so powerful. That's why I want to say it's First Peter. First Peter, where it tells us that we are peculiar people. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read that scripture, Pastor. So First Peter, well, I'm in Second Peter. First Peter 2 and verse 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Verse 10 say, which in times past were not a people, but are now God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. I thank God for the word. Amen. Praise God, praise God.
And y'all know we're going to do like we used to do when we was in the world. And when we had that world mentality, you go out at night, and boy, you was partying. You didn't get enough. You had what is called after-hour joint. We going to the after-hour place now. So we don't have no good time to put. We're in after-hour. So, you know, when that word get good, boy, you don't want to stop. I know. So we're in after hours now. So those that need to go, we understand. Go ahead on, because we're going to party some more. That's what we used to say. We had to operate in the after hour. We'd be finding us somewhere to go. So, hey, brothers and sisters, we're in the after hour. Anybody got anything to say? Come on with it. You don't even have to care to take today.
Pastor, I wanted to share that I have been fighting this MS for 25 years. It has taken my legs where I'm not able to walk, but it's okay. I still have my joy. I ride around in my power chair with a smile on my face, and strangers will just be looking at me, and I'll say, God bless you, and they be like, God bless you. And then we might start talking about the word of God. I mean, I'm not going to be all evil and all that, because God is good. Because I didn't have to be here. But I'm here, and I thank him. And I'll fight this MS another 25, 50 years, whatever he give me. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Tell me like that lady was telling me. That lady said, hey, y'all ain't seen my eternal body. That thing is awesome, man. There's not a spot or a wrinkle on there. You ain't seen my eternal stuff. See, everybody don't want to focus on the earthly stuff. We're going to talk about eternal things. That's not made by hand.
All right.
So just let me tell you what. It's time that the body of Christ shifts into that eternal mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. We got to get eternally ready, brothers and sisters. Christ was the first down payment. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. But why did you do that? So you are not perish, but have eternal life. That was a down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to move past this earthly stuff and start operating in fighting this good fight of faith for our eternal life.
Hallelujah.
You got to get your mind off the world, brother and sister. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I know people think, oh, you ain't going to make it unless you think about the world. I heard the preacher say, oh, well, you got to have money. You ain't got to have jack for God. When you got God, let me tell you, he'll feed you. If public closed the door, God, I'm feeding you. And then I got some paper. Now I got scripture to show you what Elijah did when there was a famine in the land. So don't be telling me about no money stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on what you trust. I'm trusting the word of God.
Amen. That's what he
said. I trust you for my spiritual healing. He said, by my stripes you are healed. I said, Lord, what that means? He said, total man healed. Total.
Amen.
But I just want you to know, Evangelist Renee, you got a body that ain't seen yet. That's not made by hand.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Eternal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about this little body here. I got a sore here. I cough here. Man, you know what? That's good. Praise God. That's that human stuff. But, man, my mind is focused. I'm seeking those things above. I think that's what in Colossians. I'm seeking those things above, not the things beneath. I'm not the earthly stuff. Now, I know people got away from preaching that, and they start preaching about prosperity. And a lot of folks miss the boat because they're not focusing in on the eternal things, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. So,
you know, it gets good after hours. That's when it really gets good.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
Maybe you're not hearing me when I tell you that, but I read that over in, I want to say it was in Colossians 3:1-2, where it says, if then you be risen with Christ, you may not be risen, so he used the word if. So if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which is above and not things beneath, brothers and sisters. Well, let me go find the scripture so you can read, you hear this thing in the spirit. It says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. See, that's when you're getting eternally ready right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That one right there. Get you eternally ready. You start seeking and looking for Christ, which seated at the right hand side of the Father. Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
I know you're gonna read it out of the Messenger Bible. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
I know you're like.
Yes, that's right, Pastor. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Amen. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is the real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And you know what, Pastor, reading that? Over there in the second chapter, verses 6 and 7, it says, let's see, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead what you've been given. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live him. So live in him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. Amen. School's out. Quit studying the subject and start living. And let your living spill over into Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And what was that, please? What was that book you just read out of that chapter?
Yeah, that was Colossians 2, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
Amen. And that was from the Message Bible.
Message.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
Repeat that scripture again, Pastor. Maybe somebody on the internet didn't catch it, so repeat it one more time.
Yeah. Okay. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And I'm going to read it from the King James and then go back to the Message Bible. It says, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And then from the Message Bible, my counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead with what you've been given. You receive Christ Jesus, the Master. Now live in him. You're deeply rooted in him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. Now do what you've been taught. Ooze out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. And let your living spill over into thanksgiving. Amen, amen. That's why we're supposed to seek those things which are above and not beneath. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Let me rephrase my statement. When I get to heaven, I'm going to be walking around. In Jesus' name, I will be my new person. And his words say, by his stripes I am healed. And I will be walking around heaven, hugging my mama and all my loved ones that are up there. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God, praise God. Amen, amen.
Well, I'd like to share just a brief testimony coming from the Colossians 2nd chapter, verse 7, rooted and built up in him. That just has been a word that has been going on through my spirit all since the beginning of this year. And we know, you know, a number don't change God's days. But that right there, that built up in him, that's like a radar. It's, I just want to share that. That has been going on within me. Rooted and built up in him, being built up in the Lord. I had to just speak that because that's what the Lord put on my heart. Thank you. Amen.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I can't help it. Brother and sister, let me tell you what. Being built up is built up in the Christ, which is the Word of God. And that's where your faith has to be, not in the world system, not in man, but in his Word. And I'm challenging everybody this year. You're being built up. You're being built up. Christ is the foundation. Continue to build up in his faith, in him. Continue to be established in the faith. And that faith is his word, brother and sister. That faith is his word. That's Christ's doctrine, is that you be built up in him. I like that. You know, I know the year we brought into 2022, and I have a scripture with y'all next week, but anyway, in 2022, this is one of the second chapters that God showed me for this year. Mm-hmm. So I know Evangelist Roper is on it. I know she is. I'm telling you.
Praise
God wants to build up. That's what he wants to build up, brothers and sisters. in Christ Jesus, not Jesus Christ. See, too many folks continue to preach Jesus Christ. Nothing wrong with that, brother and sister. But when you going to move past that, like he said, you know, when you should have been, you are call yourself teachers, you should have been taught. See, it's time we leave that bottle alone. It's time for some real meat now, okay? And this meat is being in Christ Jesus, brother and sister. That's what we got to continue to do. Because if not, it's just pointless for us as Christians to continue to go over the same thing over the, when will we ever elevate? When will we ever become developed? When will we ever become part of what that head is? Well, it's time that we seek those things above what Christ is, and then he's going to show us his will, his eternal will. God wants you to know. You already know the earthly will. Come on now. Everybody knows y'all can say, but how about that eternal will? That's what God wants. God wants to be built up in him so we can see what's going on eternally.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Be part of the church that God built and not man.
Yeah.
That's eternally. That's up in heaven right now. That's going on right now.
Yeah.
I should have said that it's worth mentioning. But now, this is in the book of Hebrews. I didn't, you know, I didn't write this stuff, y'all.
That's right.
But
that's
some
right.
That book they got me on wrote something new. I ain't wrote nothing new. It's just God wanted to have this revelation. He was telling them, he wanted to make it real plain to them that Christ is the minister of a sanctuary. Read that. Over in Hebrews 8. Read that. See, when you're speaking those things above, then Christ become the minister of the sanctuary.
Amen.
Of the true tabernacle. I told you to start with truth. This is the true tabernacle, which the Lord and not man. That's where we're at because we're seeking those things above. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifice. Wherefore, it was necessary for Christ to offer us something that the worldly priest couldn't offer us. First of all, he offered us a worldly, a spiritual, royal priesthood. The world priest couldn't offer that. Then we had to screen all of that. We had to go to the priest. You're the priest now. You go directly to the high priest, which is Christ, which is the chief priest. And where's he at? He's up in his office. Last time I checked, the word of God, he's seated at the right-hand side of the Father doing his high priestly work, which is spiritual stuff, not fleshly stuff.
That's
right.
That's
where we're headed, eternally.
Amen.
Did you find that
book? Yes, Pastor. Hebrews 8, verses 1 and 2. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. And from the Message Bible, in essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's having church. In the truth. In the true tabernacle. That's having church like that. But it's spiritual. You got to seek those things above. Because if you don't, you ain't going to see this stuff. It's foolishness thing. But why should I do that? See, once you become really spiritual, these are the things you begin to see. But hey, but since anybody else, I have something. I mean, I'm just really happy, and I thank God for all y'all. And I truly thank God for evangelists, for all y'all now. Okay, but Evangelist Roper just really laid the foundation with that prayer, and I thank God for using her at like that as well, because she truly laid the foundation. Brother, sister, she said something. I know that's her favorite song. You know, I will praise the Lord. I will worship the Lord. No matter what else going on, she said, I will. That's neat, brother, sister. Mm-hmm. When you're that committed to praising God, if you don't have a building, you're going to praise it. If COVID comes, you're going to praise it. If everybody else needs a house, you're going to praise it. See, when you get committed like that, but yeah. Let me hurt. But I thank Evangelist Roper for that beautiful praying here. So, and then I thank all of you guys for participating, and those that didn't participate, I thank God for you as well, because that means you were listening. See, sometimes when you're not talking, you're listening.
Pastor, excuse me, for interrupting, but if you don't mind, I just really want to tell the whole prayer people, prayer warriors on the line how grateful I am that you guys received me and allowed me to partake with you guys on this brunch we had. I appreciate it. I thank you. And for sure, I do pray that I will be honored to come back, and I'm just feeling in my spirit. I might need to give a portion of my testimony. That would be a blessing to someone. I'm just feeling that now. I, because nobody knows my glory because they don't know my story.
Come on,
I say I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, I ain't just talking. I'm not talking about it. I'm being about it.
I just
briefly say that I like to share how he done brought me over a few things. So, yeah, I just want to say how much I appreciate loving with you guys, partaking today, and thank you guys so very much. And stay blessed, everyone.
Amen.
You too.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for you and your spirit. Amen.
Yeah, y'all may want to tune in tomorrow, and I'm going to let y'all know. You know, when you see that sign, it said when they got a restaurant, clothing store, somebody can move in, it said coming soon. Y'all may want to stick around Monday, and I'm going to tell you when she's coming for. But you don't want to miss this testimony. It's powerful. And So I'm going to make sure that I just touch bases with her, and we're going to set a date, and we're going to let you all know as soon as Monday when it's going to be. And meanwhile, anybody else have anything else to share? Anyone else?
Amen.
And also, let me thank Pastor Gina for being on one day this week. She tipped in, and she said she really enjoyed it. So, man, she listened by internet as well. So, I just want to do my due diligence to everything. Okay, anybody else?
Amen. Just the scripture we went over one day this week was Ephesians, Pastor, 4, when you talked about call to hold on to our eternal life. And I would like to read verses 3 and 4. And it says Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. And that was when you were talking about the call And so mm-hmm. from the Message Bible, it says, how blessed is God and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago, before he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to bring that out. You was talking about that call, that military call, and we have been called. He chose us. Amen. Not that we chose him, but he chose us. So I just wanted to bring that out because you.
Okay, he did that before the foundation of the world. And let me be clear about a couple of things right quick. And thank you, Pastor, so much for bringing that back. Let me explain a couple of things real quick. Sister, Jesus took care of all the sin problems. 2 Corinthians 5:20. So we don't have a sin problem. Okay? Don't worry about that. We have a receiving problem. Just like the Jews, they would receive him. But he says, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to shift.
To become sons of God.
Okay. Hallelujah. So the world is living up under God's grace right now. Because, see, if Jesus hadn't came, everything would have been gone. Everything would have been destroyed. So the world is blessed naturally because of what Jesus did. Now, let's shift to Christ. Now, we want to be blessed spiritually going forward. Spiritual blessing. Can I say that one more time? Spiritual blessing.
Hallelujah.
There is seeds in the earth right now. That's about every preacher I've been associated with. They're teaching about the earthly blessing. They teach about but who's teaching about the spiritual blessing? What you get, because you sow here and you reap there. Come on, somebody. You sow here and you reap in heaven. That's what you want. That's where you want that seed to come up at, is in heaven. So where about there? You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed of Christ because of Jesus' name. You could just take that name of Jesus and tear up some stuff. But we're talking about shifting to eternal life now. We got to start throwing treasures up there. If you don't believe you got to sow treasures up there, let me take you to the Word for 1 second. 1 second. I want to take you to the Word. I want y'all to find it. I want y'all to read this. Because I want you to know that, hey, brothers and sisters, it's all about where you're sowing at now. I'm going to tell you what Jesus said in Matthew 6:19-21. Just go there. See, this is Christ's doctrine here. This is Christ's doctrine. Somebody please find Matthew 6:19-21. So you know, Pastor said, I ain't said that. I said what the Word of God said. It's time that we teach people how to sow eternally so you can reap. If you don't sow, you're not going to reap, brother and sister. That's plain. If you don't sow, you ain't going to reap. Galatians 6:7. Don't get surprised. Now, don't be deceived. But whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you're not sowing to the Spirit, you can't reap from eternal life. So don't talk about you're going to get over it. You ain't. God must say, okay, where did you sow at? I know you sowed to get a car. You got the car, right? Well, then you cool. You don't got what you was promised. You sold to get that house, right? Yep, you got that. But then you could. How about your eternal life?
Hallelujah.
In Matthew 6:19-21. Somebody please read that.
Lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust do corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen, amen. Praise God.
He said, lay not. Y'all hear that? Lay not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Lay not.
Amen.
For yourself treasures upon earth. Don't do it.
Amen.
But,
amen.
That word but go again. But here's what you do. Start sowing things in heaven, brothers and sisters. So when you get over there, you go, that's my crop right there. That's what I'm going to go. See, when Evangelist Renee was talking about when she get to heaven, you got to start laying stuff up now. So, hey, when I get to heaven, I'm going to see that new body. I'm going to walk around. See, because I'm laying stuff up there now.
Hallelujah.
It's just a big difference between eternal and this little earthly. This ain't nothing but a speck right here, living this earthly life. It's so minute, it don't even show up on the radar. When you talk about eternal life, when that verse is eternal life, it don't even show up on the radar. Peter says 1,000 years is that's but one day in the Lord. We're talking about eternally. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about God's day, because Jesus, but 1,000 years is but one day. We ain't talking about God's day. We're talking about eternity. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, that's a whole nother subject. But I just want everybody to know I appreciate y'all. Start laying up in heaven, brothers. What you laid up lately, huh? What you planted lately in heaven?
And
you got to work toward it. This ain't nothing just on, this is not Burger King. This is not automatic. This is not, no, you got to do something here, brothers.
All right.
So that's what Timothy 6:12 is talking about. You got to do something with this stuff. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Got to lay it up.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I take it all day, so y'all stay blessed. And we'll see you all
Amen.
Tomorrow.